Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, Pets. This is Susan. I'm Aiden's mom.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. I wanted to say that with autism, because my son has autism, and the biggest thing I always hear is, well, he doesn't look autistic.
Oh, because autistic's not a look. You don't look autistic.
Exactly. And another thing is, well, he can't have autism because he's too social.
He's social. I will say that.
Because it's important, right? There's not only one form of autism. There's an entire spectrum of autism.
Right, I was going to say, that's why it's called a spectrum disorder, this is exactly how it is disorder.
So, that's,
those are things that drive me absolutely insane.
Those are true. Susan, thanks for checking in this morning.
All right,
bye.
All right, thank you for that. He's a cool kid, Aiden. We had him on the show. He was the kid who performs Omi's cheerleader, and every time we seem to kind of do like broadcast in Dover, he seems to like
he's
come along,
pops
and stuff.
Over and says hi.
Yeah, very cool kid.
He is. We want to know what's the most ridiculous thing someone not in your profession has claimed about your job, like Petch saying flu shots don't work.
All I'm saying is that I didn't have the flu till I had the shot, and then a couple of days after that I had it. Whether it was already brewing in my body prior to them giving me the shot, it may have just been coincidence, but it was enough to put me off having one done again.
Jake is blowing up our Facebook page. He says, flu shots don't get you sick. The flu shot has the top 5 flush viruses that are coming. If you got the flu, then you got a strain not in the flu shot. The shot has inactive parts of the DNA of those flu viruses to teach your body what to look for. You're making everybody mad.
Thank you, Dr. Jake, for that this morning. Thanks for sharing that piece of advice. 424-1234. If you want to be live on the, you know he's on fire now. If you want to be on the show this morning, hi, good 97.7. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nadia Pitts.
Hi.
Good morning, Nadia. What can we do for you?
I work in the medical field, and the most outrageous thing I heard was, I'm not using any birth control because my husband went to school to learn how not to get women impregnated.
That's a woman who's been tricked a few times in her life.
Cool.
Yeah. That's
you can't get pregnant in a hot tub. I've heard that before.
Really?
No, that's not true, Pat.
I was going to say,
come
on. No, what I meant was,
Nadia, do you see how easy that was?
Her fifth kid.
But what I meant was, I've never heard that one before. That's what I meant. That's
you
weird.
Petch is going to go home to his wife like, hey, we're getting a hot tub. Nadia, thanks for checking in this morning.
You're welcome.
I bet people in the medical field hear it more often than not because everybody Googles everything. I Google everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have this cold. I can't get rid of it. I'm about to wipe. Somebody's like, rub Vaseline on your feet and put socks on it. Or Vicks.
Vicks Vapor.
Did you tell me that?
I told you that, yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't believe a word you say.
Try it.
All right, what's the most ridiculous thing someone not in your profession has claimed about your job? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.